Good evening, everybody. I want to start by asking you a question, and it's whether you're like me in that sometimes you're looking for something and it can be staring at you right in the face, and no matter how hard you look, you just cannot see it. In our household, it's a bit of a running joke that if Joanna asks me to look for something, she's almost guaranteed I will not find it, even if it's right there in front of me. I don't know. Well, I've been trying to do a little survey on myself as to why this happens, because sometimes I'm sure she plants things in the place it should be when I've gone back and said, no, it's not there. And it can be keys, it can be phone, it can be whatever, it can be like a tin with the biscuits in or whatever. And I would, if I was a gambling man, I'd bet a fortune that it was not in the cupboard. And she'll go along and she'll just, you know, grab it out and go, and just do that. And I wonder if you're sometimes like that, that sometimes you are looking for something and it can be staring right at you. You could have big neon signs going, I'm here. And yet we still can't see it. Well, tonight, we're going to find out how observant you all are. Because I'm going to show you a clip, and this has been used in business and in other circles, and it's called the monkey business clip. And it will be self-explanatory, and you're going to go through a little test. Let's see how you do. Okay, there was a little bit more of that, but... So how many of you got the right number of passes? Who got 16 passes? Well done. How many of you actually spotted the gorilla? Okay. How many of you actually noticed that one of the players in black left just after the gorilla? Oh, a couple of you. How many of you actually noticed that the color of the curtain changed halfway through as well? You see, sometimes we actually focus on one particular thing. We actually think we know, we can see what is absolutely obvious to us and actually miss some other vital clues and other vital bits along the way. And so what we see from tonight's passage is that there's two followers are leaving Jerusalem. The master who they've loved and they followed has been horribly put to death, a cruel and degrading death on a cross. Jesus has been made a public spectacle. He's been exposed to the jeers of all who pass by, many of whom only a week earlier had been putting their hopes and their faith in this man as he entered Jerusalem. And it got to a fever pitch when the excited crowds welcomed their master, waving palm branches and shouting, Hosanna. But now Jesus is dead and he's in this tomb. And they're now leaving along the road to Emmaus. Their hopes are dashed. The dream is now over. All that they'd hoped and expected and hoped would happen seems to have come crashing around them. Even the report of the women that Christ's tomb was empty didn't seem to raise their spirits. The passage says they seemed downhearted as they're walking along, sharing about everything that's happened. And it seemed to even just confuse them even more. What is going on? And Cleopas is walking along the road to Emmaus, sums up the situation very neatly when this stranger draws up alongside them and asks, so what are you discussing? And he goes, where have you been? Have you not seen and heard everything that's been going on over the last 3 days? And Cleopas does this amazing thing. He actually gives a clear gospel account, with one thing missing. And it's the one thing that is now walking with them. Because Cleopas goes and he says, you know, we hoped that this master of ours, this prophet, this good teacher, this man of God was coming to save us, to save Israel. We hoped that he was going to be the one. And he was crucified on a cross and died and was put into this tomb. And now women and some of the disciples are saying that the tomb is now empty. That is nearly a full gospel message, but it's missing the one thing, the risen Jesus, who is now walking along with them, asking the questions. We had hoped, as Cleopas says, that he would be the one who was going to set Israel free. They're basically saying, we don't expect it now, but once we did. We hoped he was the Messiah, but from what's happened over this last 3 days, it doesn't look like that's the case. We had such high hopes, but now all we're left with is disappointment. And I wonder if you can identify with the feelings of these two disciples in any way. For each of us, the cause of feeling down might be different, but it would be a rare person indeed who could claim that they've never been affected by any of these. Disappointment, doubt, disillusionment, defeat, discouragement, depression, despondency or despair. Because human hope is often a very fragile thing. And when it fades, it can be very difficult to revive. We need to note some that the number of people who, because they feel all hope is lost, sadly take their own life because despair and discouragement have sucked the last bit of hope out of their lives. Or where someone you love is and care for is overtaken by a serious illness, which goes on and on and on. And hope seems to fade, and despair can start to set in. And it can almost become impossible for you to go to see the road to recovery. You may even be afraid to hope because you believe that you couldn't cope with another letdown. And in your situation, you might be kept from seeing Jesus. In the beginning of the passage, it talks about that the two followers, as they walked along the road, were kept from seeing who Jesus was. And I wonder if part of the reason is because they were so focused on what had happened in the last 3 days that they were blinkered to actually seeing the bigger picture and actually seeing Jesus for who he really was. And for us, it might be because of what we face and how we respond to it, that we actually face that similar thing where we are kept from seeing Jesus in our situation. So for each of us, I think that there are two steps to take on this road. The first is to see that life has a meaning. And it's not as Shakespeare put it in Macbeth. And now I'm going to go a bit thespian on you, so bear with me. Life's but a walking shadow, a poor player that struts and frets his hour upon the stage and then is heard no more. It is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. So many people in this world think this life is it. There is nothing more. There is no other hope. So we might as well eat, drink, and be merry because tomorrow we die. But for us, if we put our hope and our faith in Jesus, it's acknowledging and understanding that, as the Alpha Course slogan implies, there is more to life than this. This is not the end. This is just the beginning. There's a bigger picture and there is a living Savior. We may not have all the answers. We may not understand what is going on, but we can know Jesus as risen Savior who is Lord of all. And each and every day we can walk with him, and he will show us what we need to know and what we need to do, because he is in control of the situation, because he has risen. And so the second step we need to take is to see that life's meaning is found only in Christ. As he walks with the two on the road, he reveals all about his own living self and shows them that he's the key to this mess of a jigsaw, the mess of this picture that they've seen in front of them. And as they later confess, we're not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scripture to us. I don't know about you folks, but that must have been one of the best explanations of the Old Testament ever. That as these two are walking along the road to Emmaus, this stranger just suddenly opens up the whole of the Old Testament scripture, starting at Moses and going all the way through the prophets. That 2.5 hour or so walk to Emmaus must have seemed like 5 minutes. To have heard Jesus revealing all there is to know about himself in the scriptures and opening it up to them so that they could actually see who the Messiah was meant to be, that the Messiah was meant to come and suffer before entering into his glory. The word brings life. And the word here has two meanings. First, it's Jesus who speaks, for he is the word. And it's the word of his risen power. For as it says in Romans chapter 1, he was shown to be the Son of God when he was raised from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. He is Jesus Christ, our Lord. And second, the word is that the scripture speaks also. The Old Testament shows everything concerning him, and we can add the witness of the New Testament, his spirit at work in the disciples. And it's only as they convince Jesus to come and stay with them. It's getting late. Come, stay with us. Eat with us. And as Jesus sits there and breaks bread in fellowship with them, it's only at that point that they see who he really is. And they remember that night before he was betrayed, where he took the bread, gave thanks, and he broke it and said, "Eat this in remembrance of me." At this moment in Emmaus, the two disciples put the final piece of the puzzle of the picture in place. That he really isn't a stranger, but he is the risen Lord. In our lives, if we're going to walk with Jesus and see him every step of the way, we must have the word, the spirit, and fellowship of Jesus in our lives, to have the full meaning and for us to see his way for us clearly. And that might mean a complete turnaround and going back in the opposite direction. Because I find it incredible that they convinced Jesus to actually come and stay the night, come and have fellowship. And yet the moment he appears to them and then disappears, what do? They don't stay where they are. They head straight back late at night to Jerusalem to go back and share the good news with everyone else. For us, as we walk with Jesus, we may need to take a complete U-turn. But also to remember and know that whatever road our life may take, we actually walk it with the risen Jesus. Friends, do not look upon him as a stranger, but know him for yourself. There may be times where we cannot see him, but we can have the safety of the knowledge that he is there with us every step of the way. Let your eyes be opened to see, knowing by faith, Jesus, our risen Lord and Saviour, is already there with you. Thank you.